I think it is undoubtedly the case that there is a political and an economic trade-off to make here, and trying to appease the ERG, the European Research Group, headed by Jacob Rees-Mogg, the backbench Tory MPs who want a clean break. They prefer clean versus a, I guess, dirty version of Brexit versus the soft hard that perhaps the media use. They prefer that. It's fair to say that most businesses, not all, but most, would prefer a softer version, so there's more continuity, because a lot of these companies have invested large sums to align themselves with their biggest trading partner, which is the European Union. And although it's very right that Liam Fox, the Trade Secretary, says that growth is much faster outside the European Union, the reality is we export £12.5 billion of goods and services per month to the European Union, and the next biggest trading entity, the US, is just $4 billion, so a third of that size. So growth rate's one thing, but the absolute size of export orders does suggest that you have to prioritise in the short run a good relationship with Europe.